Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get her to an...
Alright, when you hear that song, it means one thing. Whoever you're mad at in the world, you can fire off at them. If it's a company or a person, no specific names or whatever, but let's get some takes off.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'd like to start, if I may.
Go ahead, man.
Now, I'll take a little bit of ownership for not fact-checking this.
Mm.
We just did a fun little segment running through all the possible Super Bowl matchups and what could be rematches and trying to name all the quarterbacks in previous Super Bowls that could be rematches this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the famous 85 Bears, the game was played in January of 86. The Bears beat the hell out of the New England Patriots. And you and I determined, we both believed that the Patriots quarterback was a dude named Eason.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't remember if it was Kenny or Tony or Tommy or whatever. But we determined it was Eason.
White Brian fact-checked it.
White Brian fact-checked it. Well, I got this tweet from Snowman, Stoneo79. He said, "You guys are wrong. Steve Grogan was the Pats quarterback in the Super Bowl versus the Bears." So then I did my own fact-checking.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Grogan went 17 of 30 for a 177 with a touchdown and two interceptions against the Bears. Now, Eason played... So maybe Eason got hurt, but White Brian, what the hell kind of fact checking is that? Bleep you, dude.
That's what I get for using Wikipedia.
Mm.
Yo, come on, man. Everybody know not to use Wikipedia.
You got to go to the box score, dude.
I Googled box score and it took me to the Wikipedia page of the Super Bowl. And I also didn't read further.
And so Ken Eason started the game, you're saying?
Tony Eason.
Tony?
Clearly he doesn't know. He's done zero research. Hell of a fact checker you are, White Brian. Bleep you. Shout out to Steve Grogan.
And tell him, hey, we could be wrong some damn time.
B, while I have this box score up,
uh-huh.
Do you know how many yards the Patriots gained on the ground in that game?
Probably about 25, 30.
11 carries for 7 yards damn. In the Super Bowl.
That was awful.
Now, back then, that might have been when sacks counted for negative yardage, but it doesn't look like they ran for any yards at all. Their top running back, I assume, is a fella, Tony Collins, had 3 carries for 4 yards. Craig James, might be the Craig James from the Pony Express, SMU, 5 carries for 1 yard. All right, let's let Easy E get in on the action. Easy, who you mad at, man? Fire away. It's Bleep You Thursday.
Hey, what's going on, JP? What's going on, Mitch?
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, I'm going to be on JP's side here, all right? Bleep you to Pepco.
Yeah.
Bleep you to everybody in that building. Bleep you to charging me a usage fee before you even charge me for what I'm going to use. The usage fee is $100. What if I use $65 worth of electric?
They're not going to give you that $35 back. I guarantee you that.
That's right. So bleep you to Pepco. Bleep you to whoever runs it. Bleep you to even sending me the bill. Just don't even send me the bill. Let me just pay whatever I want to pay. This is ridiculous. Like, why is there even a usage fee? Why are you charging me for this usage that I'm about to use when you don't know how much I'm going to use?
Oh, they know how much you're going to use because they know they're going to charge you $100.
$101 and some.
See, I think they know how much they're going to charge you, so they just charge the usage fee.
You know what? I want a law passed for me to be able to return a bill to them and how much they owe me for the usage of even sending me that daggone paper and charging me to probably even send the bill to. Thanks for taking my call.
Easy. All right, man. If you are able to accomplish the electric bill where you tell them how much you want to pay, let me know because I am in on that. I fear that process won't work, but I am 100% behind you, sir. Yo, Pepco, we're going to tell you how much we're going to pay. Landfill.
Tony Eason did start the game.
And they got hurt.
He got benched after because he was 0-for-6.
Yeah.
So Tony Eason was involved. So we were right. We may be wrong completely, but we're right.
Yeah, I was going to say bleep you to people trying to say that we were wrong about Tony Eason when he literally started the
he
game.
He started the damn game.
Shout out to Tony Eason.
So, nah, tell us what the hell we know.
Who had the better career, Landfill, Kenny Eason or Steve Grogan?
Tony Eason.
Bill Eason.
Bob Grogan. The overwhelming sentiment here, however, is that we're disappointed in White Bryan, right?
We could always say that.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah, sort you of. Did, White Bryan. You did, man.
All right.
People calling here talking about what you didn't find out. The hell with them.
800-636-1067.
Apparently, Alex Grogan is in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Is he related to Steve?
Might be.
How many Grogans we got on this ship?
Six or seven.
Derek is in Suitland. Boy. What's up, Derek?
Hey, I want to get a... How y'all doing today, first
What's
of all?
What's up, man?
We're good, dude. How are you?
All right, big fan. Hey, I want to give a bleep you to all the Lakers fans. I, last night, put a meme on my group chat that we got Trae Young. And all the Lakers fans out of my group chat said we was going to still be some trash. I know we're going to be some trash. We've been tanking for the past 3 years. And then they just start throwing all this stuff. We got more championships than y'all. Why all this? Because we got Trae Young.
If because y'all want to Trae Young, y'all they stupid, dog. No, most of them just stupid.
I can't stand them, man. I believe all Lakers fans, man. I can't stand them. They just like Cowboys fans. If one speak up, they speak up for all of them. Bleep all the Lakers fans.
Some of them walk around with the jerseys on. Probably ain't seen the game yet.
They are like Cowboys fans. Duke fans, Yankee fans. Thank you for the call, Derek. Yeah, Jeff, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Jeff.
Yeah, Yankee damn fan.
Thank you, Derek. Take care, dude.
See, the difference between me and these bleeping Cowboys fans, I have at least been to a game in the original Yankee Stadium, like before they made the new one. I've been there when I was younger. So like
the original Yankee Stadium that Babe Ruth played in?
No, not that one, but
so not the original.
You get what I'm saying?
The second one.
The second one, but that's the original for me. But
we were trying to guess his age earlier. He might have been the one with Babe Ruth.
The thing is, I've at least seen them play. I have family from that area. I've spent time in that area. Most of these Dallas fans are D.C., Maryland, Virginia, born and raised, never been to Texas to watch their team play, don't have no connection to Texas at all, but a football
team. Haven't even been in the stadium in D.C. to see them play.
It might have been there. Everybody,
they didn't.
Who's ready? Make sure you're sitting down, Landfill. Wildcard Scotty's on the line.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Scott. Who you mad at, buddy?
Well, I'm mad at everybody. First off, I'm mad at Jeffrey for not recognizing my voice. I'm mad at the world. I'm mad at the NFL for scheduling the Steelers on Monday night. I'm mad at everybody. I'm mad at you, JP. I thought we were going to go out and watch the game. What's the word?
Nope.
No chance. Come on.
You live 90 minutes from me. The natural meeting point is the casino, and you're not allowed to go there because your wife will yell at you.
No, we're good. We're clear. I can go.
You sure?
Ready to roll.
He got permission.
Absolutely.
He got permission. He gonna lie until he goes somewhere else, but somebody gonna tell him he was on the radio.
You better turn the location off on your phone.
New Year's, I'm good.
Better turn the location off on your phone. Why are you mad the Steelers are on Monday night?
Because I'm an old head, man, and I'd much rather watch him on Sunday afternoon.
Can we talk real
quick? That don't sound like a real fan. Real fan watch their team whenever the hell they're playing.
Especially in the playoffs.
I think you related to Chris Russell. Y'all related.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Y'all related.
Kind of look alike.
I just argue about any damn thing.
Oh, come on now. Why? Because I'm white?
Yeah.
What's your question?
What's our question?
Said you got a question for me.
You did say that, JP.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I did?
What are you dipping into, Jay? What are you doing over there?
Did you ever take care of the dog poop situation?
Listen, my fence is being installed next week. About 25 grand later, but yeah, it's all. They haven't been in my yard since either. You believe that?
No, I don't believe that because if somebody's dog was pooping in my yard, I wouldn't be paying 25 grand. You know, they would be paying the money or they would have got taken care of.
Yeah. We kind of think you handled this like a puppy.
You got punked.
Yeah, punked.
I mean, I got two young kids. I live on a kind of busy street, and I got to keep them confined. My son will run out in the middle of the road trying to get a ball because he don't know how to quit. So, I mean, it serves multiple purposes. But, yes, the dog was the decider in putting up the fence.
All right.
Scotty, thank you for the call, bud. Oh, wait. I know
what my question
was.
Don't forget about that bet, man.
Hold on. He got a question.
Hold on. Can we make sense of the bet where B. Mitch owed Scotty $100, and now the bet is
if they
Scotty
win the Super Bowl,
owes B. Mitch $100.
No, he owed me $100.
No. If they win, I said I'll double it up.
If they win the Super Bowl, I'm gonna owe him $300.
No. Go to. Not win. Go to.
Whatever. I owe you $300.
No. Whatever. Get your money right.
I will owe you $300. If they don't, you owe me $100.
So
that's
right
what we
now,
settled. That's what we
you owe
we
me $100.
To.
We ran it back $200 on the Steelers.
I don't care how it goes, but guess what? I'm gonna get $100.
You're gonna be giving me $300, and I'm gonna be glad. I'm gonna have you sign those bills, and they're gonna go on my desk, and I'm gonna look at them every night. I'm gonna be like, that's that good money right there.
You don't work at night. You work during the daytime. You don't have a damn desk.
Goodbye, Scotty.
You work
Thank
on
you.
Asphalt.
I
you
got
work
a
on
desk,
asphalt.
And I work 24/7.
You work on asphalt.
Goodbye.
What are you talking about?
No, I work.
Get off the phone, Tony. I mean, whatever your name is.
Tony Eason. Scotty.
Scotty. Get off the phone, Scotty.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I think the Mike McDaniel news has everybody all fired up, honestly. There's not that many people mad out there.
Scotty, man.
Scotty's always
just
mad
because
about something.
He's living.
Scotty's always mad about something. We are trying to figure some stuff out. Kind of going forward here, I think for me, it really hasn't been that much of a complaint-filled week. Even traffic, you notice traffic wasn't bad this week?
This morning
it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, if I wouldn't go the way I do like I would I normally do, I would probably got here around 10:30 today.
Really?
They were bumper to bumper, bro.
What, on 66?
Yeah.
What was it?
That's how it is in the morning.
My, you know,
I just know the right time to leave where all those prices kind of go, they get cut in half.
You know what was weird is I had to get down here early this morning. So I left my house at like 8:15 and it was a little more traffic at 8:15 than there is at like 9.
Hmm. Yeah, but if you leave at 9 and the traffic having to be there, then that pushes you so far.
Oh, that's when it's full scramble mode.
So at 8:15 with that traffic, it still gets you way on time.
Yeah, I mean, that's when
you should try doing that more often.
You're texting Landville like, dog, I'm not sure I'm going to make it.
Nah, your little word that I took from you, coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Yeah. You and Leon. Yeah, Leon coming hot for every tea time.
I think Leon and I are pretty similar people.
Yeah. Y'all both are little dunce.
Dunce.
Duncey.
Dense.
Dense. Duncey. What do you call him? Yeah. Dunce. I call him a dunce. But you are all dense.
I won't speak on behalf of Leon, but I can be.
I will.
I can be a little
late,
flighty.
Leon is like this. He wants to not leave the club to be the last. He's gonna be the last person to leave.
That Leon and I are very different in that capacity. All right,
hold on.
I want to leave,
but he'll tell you how soft you are and weak you are. But he can't get there on time the next morning. See what I'm saying? T-Tock could be at 7 in the morning or 2 or 3 in the evening. He coming in late.
You're listening to 106.7 The Fan, and we have breaking NFL news.
Breaking news, Commanders cornerback Marshawn Lattimore was arrested in Northeast Ohio on charges of carrying concealed weapons. A team spokesperson has said that they've been aware of the arrest and are gathering more information. They have informed the NFL League office. They have no further comment at this time. Commanders cornerback Marshawn Lattimore arrested in Ohio on charges of carrying concealed weapons. From the Crop Med Cat 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
Obviously, we don't know much about that situation outside of what has been reported. The initial report I saw about Marshawn Lattimore being arrested is from WKYC in Cleveland. I believe that's an NBC affiliate. Real question, because I know that you and Jeff have done this to some degree. It's legal to have concealed weapons as long as you have proper permit.
If you have
a
license and a permit to carry it.
Right. So, like, you can do this legally. So, to do it illegally could be a mix-up, but seems like somebody's ignoring the permitting process.
If you have a license and it's not right there on you, you could probably be arrested.
In D.C., they tell you keep it on you.
Yeah, you could keep it. You could probably get, if you have a license and you had left it home, that could be something that could work it out. But if you don't have a license and you got it concealed, that could be trouble.
And we don't know. I certainly don't know the rules or laws in Ohio either. What I do know is that the
commander, I don't know them either.
The commanders have been made aware of this. They've said they've informed the league office. Listen, I think there's a lot of ways to be critical of various moves that the front office has made in the last 2 years. I think most of them, we don't know the final answer yet. I think the Tunsil trade looks like a real somewhere between double, triple home run. The draft picks, other moves, the Debo trade for a fifth, I liked it. The Lattimore trade, even prior to this news, frankly, was a bust. That did not work out. Lattimore has another year contractually. He has a cap number of $18.5 million with zero guaranteed. They would take a $0 dead money hit. They would save close to $19 million against the salary cap. Prior to this news, I saw no path for Marshawn Lattimore returning to the roster. And certainly with this news, that doesn't change my opinion.
Yeah. And it shouldn't. I mean, what is it going to change it to?
You know, with this arrest, whatever, I don't, sometimes I get caught up on the difference between arrested and charged and all those things. Doesn't seem like good news. And it, like you said, sometimes if you got pulled over and you don't have your permit on you.
But you should. Then right. That's the, see, a permit is just like a license. You know, you need to have that thing with you everywhere you go. And that's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
I got multiples.
All right. Maybe I should get one. Jeff, put me on. If you missed... breaking news here,
Jeff,
on the,
like,
fan.
What the hell are you talking about?
Marshawn Lattimore has been arrested. Technically still a member of the Washington Commanders. They traded for him last year. Really didn't go well. He has the second highest cap number on Washington's roster, if you look at it right now, because technically he's still on the roster for 2026. So when you look at over the cap or spot track or something, and you see the Commanders' salary cap situation, right now they have the sixth most cap space in the NFL at about $67 million. I would certainly expect another $18 million to pop on there. So imagine that gets close to $90 million, $85 million, because they were probably already releasing Lattimore, and they're certainly going to now, is my guess.
Yeah.
Breaking news out of Ohio. Not great for Marshawn Lattimore. Certainly you hope all parties involved are okay. When we return, let's talk a little more Commanders. And don't forget, Grant and Danny start at 2 o'clock.